I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. Over the past few months, Elspeth has reported on what several Cape and Island schools are doing to get local food into their cafeterias. This week, she visits a school in Katuit where kids are growing their own food year-round.
There's lettuce and arugula, chives, macumber turnips, spinach.
That's Emmeline Dickinson, a fourth grader at the Waldorf School of Cape Cod. She's standing in a new 24-by-28-foot hoop house that went up last spring. It's basically a greenhouse. It looks like an upside-down sailboat with metal ribs covered in a sheet of plastic. Over the course of this school year, Emmeline and the other students have used the hoop house to grow a steady supply of food for their cafeteria. Here's gardening teacher Kim Alsop.
This has exceeded our wildest expectations. Each week in the coldest months, and you know this winter was cold, we were able to harvest enough from the 7 beds of greens, 3x7 beds, that we had enough for salad for the whole school once a week.
Alsop has been teaching gardening at the school for 10 years. The goal of the program has always been to teach kids how to grow their own food so that by the time they graduate in 8th grade, they can plan a garden with crop rotation. But the hoop house has helped turn that knowledge into action. Here's cafeteria director Creighton Pete.
We had a garden, and it was pretty good size, and it was pretty prolific, and we did a fair amount of stuff from it. But then we had the hoop house come up, and it doubled, a little more than doubled our volume. It also enabled us to grow year-round. It is amazing how warm it is in the middle of the winter just from passive solar.
Alsop and the kids kept a high-low thermometer in the greenhouse all winter and discovered that the temperature never dropped below 20 degrees and often got as high as 60 or 70 on sunny days. Many greens are tolerant down to the low 20s, which meant Chef Pete had a steady supply of food for lunch even in the coldest months. Now that it's spring, he's overrun with greens.
I would say 80% of the time I use something every day. You know, to translate into heads, I mean, I probably have 24 heads of lettuce, you know, leaf lettuce that I got just this week. So it's pretty prolific in its production.
The kids also spend a fair amount of time in the garden. Third graders go out for at least an hour and a half every week, and other grades are out at various times with older students mentoring younger classes. Alsop says the younger kids are focused on learning the actual tasks that keep the garden growing. Here's fourth grader Emmeline Dickinson again and her classmate Vincent.
Well, there's watering, weeding, harvesting, and planting, of course. And I don't really like weeding.
I made up a poem about the stupid weeds. Get out, you stupid weeds. We hate you if you please. We're going to put you in a bucket and ship you to Nantucket.
Older students, in contrast, come to see the bigger learning picture. Here's Kim Alsop again.
At the end of class, I have them reflect on what they observed, accomplished, or enjoyed. I've been listening for, I enjoy providing food for lunch. And the first time I heard that, it was from an eighth grader. It really takes those years of looking at purposes and outcomes to get to the place where they see the purpose of what we're doing. And so eighth graders finally get to that place where it's accomplishing feeding ourselves.
Alsop says the hoop house has been instrumental in driving this lesson home.
It just gives children so much more contact with actual gardening for much more of the school year than the traditional gardening program that's outside. And so if schools are in a cold climate, they should look at this. I mean, I am hoping that schools will come and look at what we're doing and decide to try it themselves.
Several other schools in our area have also put up hoop houses and are working them into their curriculums. You can learn more and see pictures of what's growing in the hoop house at the Waldorf School of Cape Cod on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Online, you'll also find a link to an essay from Kim Alsop on a special variety of kale the kids are growing in the hoop house. That's at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. This show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.